better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it can be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
Tonight, CBS has the best reality shows on TV. First, it's Survivor Island of the Idols season premiere.
All right, let's get to work.
Two-time winner Sandra Diaz-Twine and Boston Rob Mariano take a whole new set of castaways to school.
Think of this place as a Survivor boot camp.
Then it's the Big Brother season finale. Ah! Who will take it all?
We are all fair game.
CBS Tonight.
News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. I'm sorry to say our rain prospects for the next several days not looking good. And how about some record heat? And I mean several days of it. For tonight, mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to about 71. Tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, high temperature each one of the 4 days should be in the upper 90s. And each one of those days, we could easily tie or break the record. In fact, even Monday, I think we're going to be in record territory with a high in the upper 90s. And the rain chances about 10% at best each day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Segregate just like women. Help make America great. We are all in this together. Colors are
stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
That is the big broadcast for Wednesday afternoon. Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. What an interesting day today was, wasn't it? Democrats?
We're not ordinary people. We're morons.
Yeah.
And here they are.
Hey, Jeff.
Please quiet.
This is... It's become a joke. The Democratic Party is a freaking joke. A hate-filled group of people who are driven, obsessed, possessed with sending this country back 50 to 100 years. And every time they think they've got them, I think he actually baited them into this whole, oh, the Ukrainian crowd, we're going to get him for that. And once again, there's nothing there. And the American people are getting sick of this. And your party needs to be punished. I mean, beaten for what you've put this country through. Instead of saying, okay, we lost to Trump. We got to figure out how that happened. And we got to come up with better ideas so we can win the next one. No, you have devoted your entire time and energy chasing imaginary articles of impeachment that don't exist. In the meantime, the people on your side that need to be brought to justice continue to walk around free. Like Joe Biden, who leveraged as vice president a country to drop an investigation into his son. Or we're going to take away $1 billion. Nobody has anything to say about that. Or Hillary with her bought and paid for Russian collusion. Nothing. Your asses need to be beaten till they glow in the dark a year from November. And you need to go away for a long, long time. Suck your thumbs. Do whatever you got to do. But take a copy of that transcript that came out today and wipe your asses with it. Because that's all it's good for. We now resume our regularly scheduled program. Hi, yeah. Dana.
Glad to be here.
Why don't you tell us how you really feel,
right?
I was actually, that was the polite version of what I was going to say because there are ladies present. No, seriously, this is just gotten ridiculous. And they just look like complete and total fools.
Well, and you know, we have real problems. I mean, that they could be spending time on. Problems that people agree on. Like, you know, the U.S. has one of the highest rate of deaths in childbirth in developed countries. Everyone can agree that shouldn't happen. That's a bipartisan issue. Like, we could be doing things about that.
We
could be doing things about the VA. We could be doing things. I mean, there are so many things that they could be devoting time and energy to,
but
that they're not.
We stupidly followed tradition and elected a Democrat majority, so that guaranteed that these 2 years would be a complete waste of time, and they need to be punished. And given a rock-solid message from the American people that you're hired to do our business, to help this country progress. You call yourselves progressives, but you're just pushing us towards the edge of a cliff that we choose not to jump off. So let's hope that the Republicans keep their spine and stand up to this and come back with a better message. We have to pause for one moment.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Because we are playing the name game, and this hour's name is Jackie Adams. Jackie Adams, you have 1 hour to call 396-5477, 396-5477, and make yourself eligible to win that 65-inch Sony, that incredible television set that we'll be giving away. So once again, that name is Jackie Adams, 396-5477. Call that. Dana Delkis here is, I guess the question that demands to be asked is...
Dick Quellen. Where's Jaqueline at?
Jaqueline is on the way.
She's on the way. All right. And I think Izzy is coming in to help us out today. And after the show, it's off to Baumhauer's for our free slice of cake day.
Yes, it is your birthday. We're celebrating tonight.
The actual birthday is on Friday, though, right?
Yeah.
And we will be here on Friday.
That's my gift. That's my
gift. We will be here on Friday, and we will make your birthday go by so fast.
See, from where I sit, that makes this a week with two really fun shows, easy fun shows to do.
Yes.
Because you're here. Matt from Tallahassee, welcome.
Hey, bud.
It's on your mind.
Okay?
Yeah.
Where I'm kind of breaking up on the other end. But anyway, I just purchased a large item from Lewis Lawn.
You did?
Yeah, over $10,000. Here's the good news. I was in Birmingham, looked at the same item, decided to shop at home, saved about $1,300.
Wow.
And I told him, the reason I'm here, A, you're at home, and B, y'all advertise on Blue Water.
Thank you, Matt.
All right, this day can't get any better. As of now, this day cannot get any better after a call like this. Gosh, Matt. You know that means the world, whether it's Lewis Lawn or anybody that advertises with us, that keeps our company going, that you support, we appreciate that every single day. This is a great conversation. Thank you.
Well, if we don't help each other, nobody else will. So rock on, brother.
All righty,
man. By the way, they're spending time and energy and our money. So thanks, guys.
Take care.
And the Senate needs to grow up and let's do something about it. Y'all have a good evening.
I agree.
Thanks.
I agree. It's time to stop. You can tell these career politicians on the Republican side, every time something comes up, they all go into their safe space. They don't have much to say. The Democrats don't play that way. They can be as wrong can be, but they've got each other's back.
Well, ish. Okay, so, but Democrats, now they're coming together, but you know, you get into like the AOC versus Nancy Pelosi, and Nancy Pelosi finally had to come around the AOC's more liberal way of thinking, but liberals don't always have each other's backs. Like, Pelosi didn't have AOC's back, and then, you know, here we are at impeachment.
Pelosi got bullied into that.
She did.
Calling for that inquiry, and now that appears to be a complete waste of time, and they are bending. You're right. Within the Democratic Party, you have the whack jobs like AOC and Tlaib and the woman that married her brother and some other guy to get into the country, Ilhan Omar, whatever that is.
There are things I'm willing to do to get into the U.S. of A., and that is not one of them. You know?
Yeah. But that's only a small step in their master plan. So...
They're just not looking
good coming out of this again with more stink on there.
I just wonder if, like, OBM or somebody is going to come up with a dollar figure as to how much this is about to cost the American people to go through this charade.
People don't want it. I mean, there are some grounded Democrats who are saying this is not going to work. Look, I was one of the people in the 90s. I thought what Bill Clinton did was despicable. His behavior, you know, running around sex in the Oval Office, come on, was very unpresidential. And I thought for sure, because he lied to the American people, that he would be impeached and pulled from office, or he would spare us that and resign. He did not. And it didn't really work out well for the Republicans in the end, did it?
I'm just saying, like, the Office of, like, Management Budget or somebody, I mean, because it's going to be millions and millions and millions.
The whole Russian hoax cost almost $40 million. This is money that could, like you said, could be spent. We have infrastructure that needs to be addressed. Oh, roads and bridges and roads. How long did we hear that thing for 8 years? Did we fix a road or a bridge with the $8 trillion he ran up in debt?
You know, we have people who can't afford insulin. We have kids who can't afford EpiPens. You know, it's just like we have so many more pressing issues.
Yeah.
And they know...
Life and death stuff.
Right. And they know that this is their best shot because it's not looking good for them in the election. And so this is the shot that they have.
It is. And those that were carried in by that midterm wave... very likely watch their reelection chances go flying out the window today. We take a moment for this word on climate change.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the county, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
There you go. It is 316. We actually just wanted to give Jacqueline Tomlinson a moment to settle in.
Hey.
Hi. How's the boy?
It's been a long day. Come here.
Glad
Jared
you're
and
here.
I had to swap off, so he was running a little late, so I'm a little late.
We were talking about the latest farcical. By the way, if you're wondering, you know, Brant yesterday, in advance of this release of the transcript, was really concerned about the impeachment issue. And yesterday, the market reflected that anxiety because it was down, not dramatically, but it was down. And today's numbers look like we just missed finishing at 27. Both indexes, Dow Jones, S&P 500, up, which means the people that watch the money are confident this is just another big plate of bullcrap. And when do we just get sick of this? When, you know, at times I think Trump baits them into these things just to expose what demented, crazy people they are. Because they're so reliably, oh, we have impeachment. You know, you have to have something to impeach a guy on to do that. And right now there's really nothing other than Orange Man Bad. That seems to be the Orange Man Bad.
Have they released a transcript to the public or just to Congress?
I didn't see it released because I was watching.
I have it right here.
I haven't seen it
Joey
yet.
Joey had it.
Did Joey? Of course Joey has it.
It's right here.
Oh.
I could. You want me to print that so you can render a legal opinion?
Well, I mean, I don't really have any legal training in impeachment, but it's more of just going to be a gut feeling. What's your gut feeling, Greg?
My gut feeling on this, and I've also listened to a few analysts during the day. I am going to print this. Oh, for crying out loud. How come I can't print off Google?
The Democrats.
Yeah, it's probably them.
It's a conspiracy.
But there's no quid pro
quo. Scroll up. I'm reading it. Well, the other way. Like, scroll down. That's what I mean. Scroll down.
Okay. Let me know when I need to scroll
some
more.
Scroll to the next page. There we go. Okay.
What, did you go to Evelyn Wood? Are you a speed reader?
No, I've been sitting here reading it while you were fighting with it to print.
Oh. Should I keep scrolling?
No, I'm reading.
Okay.
Well, Jacqueline obviously hasn't seen anything that alarms her so far.
No.
So far. In the meantime, we have a break here, so you can read while we take the break, and we'll continue as people all over the river region say
that. Is great radio.
With Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Anticipating, worried about, considering divorce, divorceformenalabama.com is their website. Read those testimonials.
It's time for the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Shop our two locations on the Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Yeah.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery, 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag sales event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dylan Rings and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
I'm Batman.
I am Groot. My name is Optimus Prime.
I am Iron Man.
I am Spider-Man.
Hulk.
Wonder Woman.
Hi, everybody. It's National Comic Book Day. I'm trying to get something ready for you on Facebook. My buddy Thino, the Greek god, has found a website that literally is the conservative Drudge. The layout is almost identical. See this? If you're familiar with Drudge Report, it's called the Liberty Daily. The layout is identical to Drudge. Even the logo is almost the same type of lettering with the shadow and the all caps, and three columns of links to stories that take you to conservative perspectives. And it's great because for whatever reason, Drudge has jumped to the other side. I don't even go there anymore because frankly, it's depressing. So
new site, Greg?
What?
Greg, what's going on with your internet here?
Well, I'm trying to bring everybody's attention.
A lot of error.
I don't know.
Error.
This website, this thing is useless. I don't even know.
You don't think it's user error?
Error, no. 410, not found. Error. Can't print, can't go to anything.
No, the 410 was I tried to print this.
Which I was still reading, which you just definitely took off my screen.
Do you need to download it first? Up top right, yeah, with a little down arrow.
Yeah,
you download it first. Sometimes that works for me.
Now try to print it.
Control P.
Print.
Or go right up there to the little printer.
There you go.
Five pages.
There you go.
Who wants to volunteer to run down to the printer to collect it?
I'll go down. You tell me where it is. Or do you
She's like,
to stay
let
here?
Me out of here.
The printer is...
Please get me out of this room.
Make a left at the bottom of the stairs, another left at the first hall, and it's straight in front of you.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No one call in the next 60 seconds because we don't know how to answer the phone.
If I answer the phone, I'm not going to know how to put you on hold. So you're just going to be sitting there.
You're going to be old school hold.
I think everybody is just listening to be amused, entertained, informed, and all the other stuff that we do on this radio station here.
Just saying. If someone wants to call and complain and say,
I don't even think I know what to say. What do you say? News Talk Radio.
How are you guys going to do your own show here if you got to learn
We're
the
totally
fundamentals?
We're totally down for that.
One, Rick needs to offer us one. That would be step number one.
Rick, your dogs are really cute.
Two, Joey would have to come up here and teach us how to use not only the phone, but the board.
There are so many buttons. There's a lot out there. Okay, so for those of you at home, there are five red buttons that look kind of concerning, but the rest I think look fine.
And then there's a lot of things that move up and down. Oh, the phone's ringing. Hold on, I'm getting it.
Is it really?
Oh, Jake Quillen's going to answer the phone.
Is it really?
Ready?
How do you know it's ringing?
News Talk Radio.
Oh, you got to push that button down there.
News Talk Radio.
This is Earn While You Learn Radio here.
How may I help you?
Who is this? Smoking odor.
I love the suspicion with which we're...
Thank you. You're my first caller.
She's got such a telephone voice, too.
Yeah.
She does.
Well, thanks for calling News Talk. I'm going to put you on hold. Hold on.
You press the button again.
Hold on. Hold on. There you go.
And then you put the phone back in the cradle.
Poor Otis is no longer with us. No, I'm just kidding.
And then, okay, and then how do I...
She's going to learn to type the name into the call screen board.
Do not trust Jacqueline not to make a typo.
Is it on there now?
It says Otis now. Is this Otis the drunk from Mayberry or smoking Otis or a different Otis?
Okay, and just so the callers at home know, there's a little face that you push.
Smoking Otis?
Okay. Whether you're happy, whether you're neutral, or whether you're mad or sad.
Can I change his emoji? I don't know how.
You know, I never looked at the emoji. I didn't realize it was there.
Okay, smoking Otis. Are you smoking because, number one, you smoke a lot of cigarettes?
Here, wait.
Number two, you're really hot. Number three, you're really mad.
Look at that. I just learned how to do this. I pretty much...
I just learned that we had it. You're learning how to do it. I didn't even know that was a feature on that thing.
Look. Gender. Oh, no, he's not a female. He's
a
male.
Don't put a wiener on there.
And look, you can change it. Okay, the options are neutral, happy, sad, crying, angry, rude, shocked, embarrassed, eye roll, or crazy.
That is a very descriptive list.
So just so you know, I'm working the board.
Just so you know, there's like 7 unhappy ones and like 2 happy ones. They're
happy,
like people
Otis.
Never call happy.
Smokin' Otis is on line 1 if you guys want to talk to him.
Hey, Otis.
Hey there, Greg. I thought I'd get your guests there a little bit of practice into this thing. It looks like they're getting it down pretty quick.
Nailed it.
Look, isn't today also National One Hit Wonder Day?
It is, and that's what I want to talk about today. Because this whole charade with the thing is over and enough. And
yeah, I'm so tired of that crap.
I asked people to post their favorite One Hit Wonders today, and I'd like to play some of those.
That'd be great. I'd like to know your guest favorite one-hit wonders.
Call Me Maybe, Carly Rae Jepsen.
That's her only hit?
Yeah, no, she hasn't been there. Although...
Most of these go back a little bit. These are people that have had their hit many years past. They didn't have another hit, so their career is kind of over.
Yeah.
Those are always great, man. I love
Vanilla Ice, Ice Baby.
That's totally mine. You totally cannot
Vanilla
take mine.
Ice. That's his only. Like, let's just be honest. Nobody knows.
Phone's ringing, Jacqueline.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, hang on. I want this.
No, I want this. Got it?
Yeah.
Line 2.
Oh my God, I know how to do this now.
Not Delkin Tomlinson. It's News Talk 93.1.
So professional. So professional, Dana.
This is hilarious, Otis.
And then you got to click,
This is like, this is...
Click on it.
You're going to have to give me a second.
If you want to help train Dana and Jacqueline, call us at 272-9228.
Because we're going to have the Delkin Tomlinson Hour. Oh, there
it is. Yep, they're having a great time, look, I can tell. Anyway, Greg, I just wanted to point out it was National One Hit Wonders Day, and wanted to see what y'all thought about it, and I hope you do play a few of them.
Well, I put a link up on Facebook today, and... I'm going to launch our look back on One Hit Wonders with this one. Thanks for the call from a guy named Matthew Wilder. I played this song 10 times in a row once in Fort Lauderdale.
Why would you do this?
We were giving away $100 every time it played to call a 9, and we gave away $1,000 in about 28 minutes. This is a short song.
Okay, some of these I don't agree with. I've Googled it.
So that's a one-hit wonder there, Matthew Wilder.
But was it a hit?
Yeah, that was a big song. Hot in Here by Nelly.
Okay, that wasn't his only... He had Country Grammar.
I can't...
But that was not a one-hit.
It's number 13 on the VH1.
I did a cheerleading dance to Country Grammar.
Country Grammar, from what era is that?
The 90s.
Well, no, it's the 2000s.
And
so I did
90s.
It in like 02 or 03. It would have been on like 02.
By the way, who's on line 2?
Captain John.
Hello there, Captain.
Hey, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm good.
How you love these changes, man, going on with all these ladies in the studio.
I'm in heaven. Are you kidding
me? Hey, me too. You know, I listen to them just as is. Just what I'm hearing right now, if they don't ever accomplish anything else, maybe do a commercial or two.
And we really don't accomplish much else besides this.
But we have fun.
So true.
It's just like Greg's show.
Yeah. I know. We're just
it's a show about nothing.
Show about nothing. Well, hey, you got my vote. Give him a job.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for the call. That's been discussed.
You never know what you're going to get when you call in.
Well, this is true. That's part of that. It's sort of like the lottery.
It's true.
You scratch and sniff and see who's there.
I'm looking at all of these one-hit wonders, and it's taking me down like memory road here.
Memory lane. Who says memory road?
Oh, yeah.
You should be looking at my Facebook.
People are posting on your Facebook?
Yeah, see, there's National One-Hit Wonder Day.
All right, what are some of these people saying? Afternoon Delight.
Do you know that song?
Yeah. I'm not going to sing it.
No.
You don't...
Do you know what Afternoon Delight is?
Is it something unmentionable?
I'm going to...
Well, yeah.
I think it's supposed to be an unmentionable thing.
I think it is.
My Sharona.
Yeah,
that one
Knack.
I know.
Get the Knack. They were the next Beatles. That was their one and only hit. Oh, this one. Oh, I'm going to play just a second or two of this one because I have it in the system. Actually, I'll tell you what. I'm going to play
that one
out of this break.
Oh, I Googled it. I was right. It is something that is a little on the dirty side.
It's like Netflix and chill, but
it's
in
like
the
a
afternoon.
But like a midday. Like a midday, like rendezvous.
A nooner?
Yeah.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
This one I knew.
Yes.
This one I've heard.
Baby, don't hurt me.
I love that Will Ferrell. Shouldn't have been a movie, but it was a funny song. Songs that people say they hate, and I don't believe them.
You totally jam.
Yeah, because I like that.
That it does warrant a head bob, you know, like a.
Now you do like remember the Will Ferrell movie, the characters, the what do they call them? What brothers were they?
Step brothers.
The what?
Or which one? Which one?
The two brothers, Will Ferrell.
No, different movie. This is the one where they were like discoing, and it was like the wrong era.
That song plays all the time. They were dressed up.
It's Will Ferrell and the other guy from Saturday Night Live.
One of the losers.
Yes.
Chris, what's his name?
I'm gonna have to look up Will Ferrell.
His career is over, so I forgot. We got to take a quick break for traffic. We'll be back. Dan Adele, Jacqueline Tomlinson, Rosie in the house. It's One Hit Wonder Day, and all is well in the world of Trump.
We're rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees a bunch of stop-and-go situations on the boulevard. Please be careful around the traffic lights. The traffic is real busy this afternoon. If you're on the interstates, we're up at a speed limit ride. No problems there, and the 31s look pretty good. There's a little delay around the Redland Road traffic light and when you get up by the casino, so be careful this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery. Skywatch traffic.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thank you for calling Tire City. This is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service, Tire City.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
Pros, start with Lowe's for the brands you rely on every day, like A.O. Smith and SharkBite. Lowe's is the only place you'll find A.O. Smith Signature Series water heaters. From point of use to 100-gallon capacities, whatever size the job, you can count on us to have what you need. Plus, the Signature Series now includes gas and electric tankless models. Make your next plumbing job easier and save time by choosing from our full assortment of SharkBite push-to-connect fittings. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's, U.S. only.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A Montgomery man convicted of reckless murder back in August was sentenced to 139 years in prison this morning. In May of 2017, Ladarius Lafitte and a co-defendant were racing down Vaughn Road when Lafitte's Dodge Challenger hit the victim, Ashley Perkins' sedan. Lafitte was intoxicated at the time of the collision. Perkins was pronounced dead on scene. And the Alabama Forestry Commission has upgraded the recent fire danger advisory to a statewide fire alert. While under a fire alert, permits for outdoor burning are restricted. Anyone who burns a field, grassland, or woodland without a burn permit may be subject to prosecution. Plus, the doorbell camera company Ring has forged video sharing partnerships with more than 400 police forces across the United States, including the Montgomery Police Department. With permission from homeowners, law enforcement will have access to camera footage, establishing a powerful role in solving crimes. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I'm sorry to say our rain prospects for the next several days not looking good. And how about some record heat? And I mean several days of it. For tonight, mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to about 71. Tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, high temperature each one of the 4 days should be in the upper 90s. And each one of those days, we could easily tie or break the record. In fact, even Monday, I think we're going to be in record territory with a high in the upper 90s. And the rain chances about 10% at best each day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's One Hit Wonder Day. Who remembers this one?
Last night I had a crazy dream.
Nope.
About a chick in a black bikini.
Ooh.
Oh, she looked so good, she couldn't be real. She must be a magic genie.
I literally don't know if I've ever heard that in my entire life.
Around the corner.
Mm-mm.
All I saw were three doors and the top of her bikini. I made it through the first door, there was a party going on.
Well, I don't know if you saw the picture I posted yesterday of what I was wearing in the mid-70s, but we wore things in the mid-70s, and the music that we got into in that period of time kind of reflected the clothes we wore. Let me just find that picture.
I saw that. That was adorable.
Oh, when I was on TV the first time, I was precious.
So I've come across a one-hit wonder that needs to be addressed.
All right.
Who Let the Dogs Out?
Ah.
By the Baha Men.
Yeah. We haven't heard from them since that.
Or Tub Thumping.
Chumbawamba. Yeah. Now that's a good one.
Who Let the Dogs Out? that's become what I call ballpark music, you know.
Well, so I was raised a Mississippi State fan, so I remember actually when they released the song and they played it, and Mississippi State still plays it all the time, every game, lots of times.
What about Afro Man, Because I Got High?
I have a lot of versions
of that.
Is that
the name of that song?
Yeah. I mean, I'm 2001.
I have many versions of that. Hang on one second.
Because I Got High?
To Johnny B. Good. Yeah, indifferent. Yeah. Johnny B. Good.
Hey, how about, let's see, what was it? The Butt Sisters?
Troglodyte. And we have it.
Yeah.
The what sisters?
That was the Jimmy Castor Bunch. Troglodyte.
Sounds like a dinosaur.
Have never.
I can't wait, especially because of the field in which you specialize. As attorneys, I want you to hear this one because it's pretty wild.
Greg?
Yes, sir.
Isn't tonight a special night somewhere for someone?
Thank you, Johnny B. Good. Yes, it is. Baumhauer's birthday celebration for Greg Budell.
I'm doing this very unwillingly because I could be dead Friday.
Stop it.
Don't say that.
I mean, so could we.
Don't say that either, Dana.
Stop it. Just saying. Like, Greg's not special in that regard.
It's not going to happen.
I'll lay hands on you tonight.
I appreciate it, Johnny. Thank you.
I'll wait to bake my cake until Friday morning.
That's probably good.
See you later. Happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
We're heading over to Baumhauer's after the show. Mommy the Swami is going to be there.
Yay.
And she will happily do a live.
Yay.
If you ask.
Brent's going to be there.
Brent McDonald's going to show up, and it'll be fun to talk to him after 5. And you guys are staying till 5, right?
Mm-hmm. We are.
And then we have.
Katie is coming in, and Seth will be here, and Izzy's going to be here.
Yeah,
I have no idea who any of these people are.
You know Seth.
I know Seth.
Katie called in.
A nice birthday message from our buddy Chuck Courtney.
Chuck,
what a good guy. Oh, wait a minute, Branch. I have Branch and a Branch in my phone directory.
And Branch is an attorney.
Night at the Roxy. Actually, it was Night at the Roxbury.
Oh, somebody called in and did tell us that it was Night at the Roxbury.
Another listener called in.
And for the record, my sweet husband, who's listening at home with little Six Steven, text messaged me. He's on it.
He's a good guy. We thank you for that virtual producer world. Now, I don't have the actual song. I have this parody.
I almost filled up at the pump, but the price was too high.
This goes back.
I almost had a heart attack because the price was too high.
It's a different president.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
I think somebody's ripping us off. I don't know why. Hey, hey, my tank was dry. My tank was dry and the price was too high. Da, 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 da.
All right, when we come back from this next very brief break, I'm going to introduce Dana Delk and Jaqueline Tomlinson to Troglodyte. You have probably met a couple along the way in your very young lives. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is a company we're so proud to have a sponsor. Watch them for a decade now do amazing things for people who have caught life's toughest break, and that's a loss of mobility. Each situation requires a very customized approach because sometimes it's a short-term disability, sometimes long-term, and sometimes permanent. So they adjust their approach accordingly, but they've been able to do miraculous things with advances in digital technology. They have now made it possible for people who were told by a doctor at one point, you'll never drive again, to be able to drive as safely as anybody else on the road. Why is that important? Because in the approach to the psychology of loss of mobility, people, it's the human spirit that demands to do as much to sustain oneself as possible. And that's what they work with. That's the energy that drives people to try and do as much for themselves as they can. And Gulf States Mobility is their best friend in that regard. They're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Their number is 514-6590. Please look them up and like them on Facebook. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? 3 men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Delkin Tomlinson, Dana, and Jacqueline in the house with us this afternoon. The country's okay. There's no there with this whole Ukraine nonsense. And I'm just not going to waste any more time and energy on these insane people that want to destroy the country. I can't do it. Not going to do it. We're having a party after the show. Everything's fine. Brant's going to join us. The market had a good day. We just got to stop letting these people pull this crap time after time after time. How many hoaxes before their own party members say enough?
Speaking of spending time,
yes.
Nancy Pelosi's plastic surgeon has spent some time.
Okay, so
she looked, personal opinion aside, she looked really good yesterday.
Okay, so these are the things, like, some days, some days at our office, we have, like, really productive days. And then some
yesterday,
days we end up talking about Nancy Pelosi's plastic surgery, as well as
Simon Cowell,
yeah.
Which was
his looks bad. His looks real bad.
So I have a television in my office because I need to have noise on. And so the breaking news came across the television. So I call Amy and Dana in. I was actually being productive, and we were watching it. And then when I realized it was just a bunch of mumbo jumbo, I started to just stare at the television. And then I was like pulling her up on the internet, and I was like,
and we're like measuring her eyebrows like on the screen, and they are over halfway up to her like hairline,
but
above her eyes.
It was good plastic surgery. Like I thought she looked refreshed.
I think they said that she definitely had a facelift.
No, absolutely. But we don't know if she had an eye lift or just facelift. But I thought she looked nice.
But who didn't was Simon Cowell. I don't know how we got on that.
No, that was a mess.
But if you Google a picture of Simon Cowell right now, he's...
Oh, he's had it. He's had surgery.
But why, though? He was aging very gracefully for an older gentleman, much like Greg Budell. Like, aging very gracefully.
Now he looks like...
Now he looks
they like
mutilated.
Cut a nerve or something, you know, and like the eyes like are like real squinty and like kind of go different ways.
I agree.
And his head, like his forehead is like puffy. It's not like flat and wrinkly. It's like
I got
puffy.
Botoxed in my right eyebrow once, and the guy hit the nerve, and my eyebrow went like
Sack.
This. No, it went up and stayed up.
You have to be careful with the Botox.
I don't mind the Botox. Like Botox and like tastefully done.
Yeah.
Like
it's preventative,
things
Dana,
like that.
Not reparative.
I don't mind.
We're going to introduce these two goddesses to troglodyte, but we're going to take this call from Sam. By the way, our name for this hour is Jackie Adams. And Jackie, you have 9 shopping minutes left to call 396-5477 to make sure you're entered in the name game. Yes, Sam.
I'm so disappointed. It's supposed to be my name call this hour. Hey, Greg, I'm enjoying the show.
The thing about I like about Simon, he keeps a good shine on his boots. And you know, a good shine sets a man apart. Maybe you could help me. I've got a one-hit wonder that's on the tip of my tongue, and I'm having trouble coughing it up. I had it on a 45 back in the late 70s. This guy, he goes into a cafe at night, a Greasy Spoon, he called it. He sits down, there's an alien next to him smoking on something. The alien passes it over, Jesus, and it turns into just this wild rock song. Some kind of alien transcendental blues. Driving me crazy.
Alien.
I have no alien. Idea what you're talking
Greasy
about.
Spoon.
Okay, well, listen, 70s. I want to say thank you for Chicka Boom. I haven't heard that in probably 20 or 30 years.
And it may be another 20 or 30 before you hear it again.
Thanks, Sam. Yeah.
Was it Sam Fender with the Greasy Spoon?
I am so confused by that.
Somebody brought
Chicka
up.
Chicka Boom.
Somebody brought up
Greasy
Troglodyte.
Spoon, Greasy Spoon.
And I need to play this for you. This may remind you of people you know, so I'm giving you that warning.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. There was a time when man did live in caves, as we all know.
These people were known sold a million copies.
Cavemen,
several
men. Neanderthal men, or troglodytes. What we're going to do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time.
It's making me very nervous.
It doesn't get
when the only people that existed were troglodytes.
Until he gets to Bertha Butt.
Cavemen.
Troglodyte.
Cave women. Neanderthal.
It just means hermits.
Troglodytes.
Some of us are still living in that era.
Let's take the average caveman.
Look at that jam, though.
Listening to his stereo. Sometimes he'd get up, try to do his thing. He'd begin to move, something like this.
Actually had a brand new Barney today.
No, we didn't. It's for tomorrow.
Joey's not here to tease, so I'm not going to play it. It's
so,
about yelling parents.
But I'm like reminiscing.
Number one, that song, The Troglodyte, sucked. That was just all around bad.
The whole point of this day, this is a day where you step back, if you've lived a little life, and take a look at the things that were
ridiculous, made a lot of money.
So about the alien in the cafe, it's Martian Boogie. A couple of people called in.
Martian Boogie?
Martian Boogie.
A couple of people called in.
Oh, did they?
By Brownsville Station.
All right, well, let's check that out.
What is it called?
The Martian Boogie.
All right, let's give it a quick listen.
It can't be worse than the troglodyte.
I don't know.
You should have the button ready just in case we don't know anything about this.
Brownsville Station. They did Smoking in the Boys Room. This is not a one-hit wonder.
I want to see the music video.
Oh, my God. It's 7 minutes long. Are you kidding?
Did they have music videos back then, though?
I don't know.
There was no MTV back then.
I don't know when this came out.
I feel like I'm on a Disney ride. On, like, Space Mountain.
Space Mountain.
Let me move it up a little bit.
So I ordered me up a couple of them grease bombs.
Oh, my God.
Flow from the boring show Alice.
No.
Okay, that was a complete waste of time. But we will be happy to sample your one-hit wonder, and we're going to the thread on Facebook. That's on my page. By the way, I put the PDF of the president's unclassified Ukrainian phone call so you could print it and give it to a Dem so they could wipe their ass with it, because that's all it's good for, right?
I've got so many jams right now in my head because of this question. Whoop, There It Is by Tag Team.
Like it.
And Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. Now, he did try to have another hit, but it never took off.
So a lot of those are on jock jams and like jock rock.
I mean,
that was like my maybe third and fourth CD ever.
I've got a couple more too, Greg. Bill's Bar and Grill.
No idea.
If I haven't heard of it.
Alley Oop. You've heard of Alley Oop.
That goes way, that's 100 years old.
I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred.
Yeah, that's a good one hit wonder.
I disagree with this one because I actually had the album and there was some jams on there, but The Sign by Ace of Base.
Okay, I used to think that song said, I saw the sun open up my eyes, I saw the sun. And sang it like that until I was probably like 18.
You know what? I just saw the clock and it's almost 4 o'clock. See what happens when you guys are here? If you guys ever end up with your own show, you're going to make people's lives go by really fast.
We could talk about one-hit wonders for at least a whole week.
Easy.
Oompa by Hanson.
And we can come back to this on Friday.
Not a one-hit wonder. Hanson had some other great songs.
They did. I'll agree with Dana on that.
Instead of calling it one-hit wonder day, we'll call it one-hit wonder week.
It should be one-hit wonder week.
So make a list. David will take your call after Fox News. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, had a wonderful call from a listener about them. And again, it's the quality of the paint that matters. And at John Lee Paints, they sell Richards for interior painting. And I feel confident in advising my three female guests that if you decide to do some interior painting, that you get Richards because it covers like nothing else. And it holds up incredibly well, even in a room that's often lit with bright sunlight. It just stands up to whatever elements it's exposed to. It's just amazing. 6 years, and I challenge you to go to see the photos of the house I listed with Eddie Bader and see just how great that color looks and still does. Because you really don't have to paint something every 2 or 3 years, like every 10 maybe. For exterior painting, John Lee offers solar proof, which also is formulated to stand up to the elements of Alabama. At John Lee, you'll also find a great group of people. Mr. Dodson is there. Charles Bubba Turner, who can answer any questions you have or sell you whatever you need so you can start and finish your painting project in a timely fashion without having to drop everything and run back for something you forgot. 34 Coliseum Boulevard, John Lee Paints.
Traffic is brought to you by the
people. Well,
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling our way through the 3 o'clock hour, and we see an accident on the Atlanta Highway. It is in front of the Waffle House near Eastdale Mall, so be careful there. The rest of the Atlanta Highway is pretty crowded headed towards Taylor Road. Watch the traffic as you head south on Taylor Road towards Vaughn Road. It's pretty crowded in that area as well. The interstates are up at a speed limit right, and we don't have any big delays on the 31s this afternoon.